The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, good morning, and welcome to our new time at the same time with Daylight Savings Time. And I hope it hasn't been too confusing for you, especially those of you who might be in different time zones or different countries. So welcome, and we'll start with our meditation. And one of the very interesting possibilities or potentials for a deep abiding peace in meditation is to do next to nothing except be aware. And maybe this is somewhat of an advanced practice, doing next to nothing. And the next to means mostly letting go of what we're doing if we're doing anything more than being aware, knowing what's happening. So we start thinking about things, or preferring things, or commentary about things, wandering off in mind. All those, the next to nothing that we do is let go of those. Let the mind become quiet and peaceful. Just aware. Just being aware is enough. And during the course of this meditation, maybe just being alive is enough. Alive and aware. So to settle in, to take a meditation posture, sitting upright, or being upright metaphorically. The expression being upright in Buddhism has the connotations of being confident and being ethical, at least for these moments of sitting. And gently closing your eyes. And gentling your body. See if there's a way of bringing a gentleness to your body, maybe by relaxing or softening some of the holding and tightness in the body. Opening up some of the places where the body is contracted, pulled in. And perhaps also a gentling of the heart. A softening of the heart, maybe when it's contracted or tight. Or the heart is weary. Let the heart relax and soften. Letting the in-breaths and out-breaths help the heart open. And to also a gentling of the mind. Perhaps there can be a softening of the thinking mind, the energy and agitation, momentum of the mind that thinks. Maybe letting it be put to rest. Give it rest. And then centering yourself on your breathing. Maybe as you exhale, composing yourself on the breathing, meaning bringing yourself all together, unified, centered, connected with the breathing at the center. Breathing in and breathing out. And as you exhale, to let go or loosen up on the thoughts that creep in. Each time you exhale, remember to let go of thoughts and let go into the exhale. All the way to the end of the exhale, where there might be a slight, ever so slight pause before the inhale. Even if it's a fraction of a moment, let yourself linger there, in that little transition of the end of the out-breath, beginning of the in-breath. And for the first half of this sitting, see if you can just stay following your breaths. You might find it interesting to count the exhales, 1 to 10, one count for each exhale, and when you get to 10, to start over. And if you lose count, or if you only can reach 2 or 1 before you wander off, at every opportunity like that, you begin again at 1. Gently, persistently, lovingly, staying with your breathing. And then about halfway through the sitting, I'll suggest you switch to no longer counting your breath, no longer following your breath, and just sit here doing nothing but be aware. And see what happens when you make that switch. So for now, breathing, concentrating on the breathing. And then for the second half of the sitting, if it seems nice for you, appropriate for you, you can experiment with doing next to nothing. Just being content to be alive, to be present here, nothing to accomplish or get or to understand or to make go away. Just sitting here, being aware of what it is, as if that's all you need to do is to be aware. And the next to nothing is to let go of anything more that you're doing that's in addition to being aware. If the mind wanders off a little bit too much, you can maybe just being aware can be supported by a relaxed, ongoing stream of mental notes, just acknowledging what comes into awareness as you sit here. And if the mind is too active, then maybe just come back to your breathing again. Being simple and with a concentration on breathing. And then as we come to the end of this sitting, to appreciate any ways that you've been changed through this meditation. Perhaps you're a little bit calmer and a little bit more settled, maybe peaceful, or maybe you had to develop the muscle of, strengthen your muscle of patience, self-forgiveness, acceptance. Or perhaps you're a little bit more mindful. Your mindfulness has become stronger. Maybe even approaching becoming a habit. And that whatever the fruit, the benefit of this meditation has been, how can you bring some of it into your day today, into your world for the next 24 hours? Would it be beneficial for some of the people you encounter in person, through some device, or through the news, that you experience them and take them in, listen, and be present with your calm, with your patience, your peace, as if it's beneficial for the other person. It's beneficial for them to be heard and seen and known more fully. That is possible if we're peaceful. May it be that this meditation today is for the welfare and happiness of others. May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings be free.